Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. This is live, by the way. This is not Memorex. GCN, call in line to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. There's some things going on at Ammunition Depot right now that I am not privy to be able to tell you about. I'm not at liberty to be able to tell you about. I'm very privy to what's going on. And what that's going to do is when all of this gets in place, this already fast turnaround that you're enjoying with them when you buy whichever ammo you're buying from them at the crazy price they sell it to you for, the speed is going to increase. And this is going to be a really good thing, and we will keep you in the loop as to what's happening. In the meantime, check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now, in the interest of a little administrative announcement, because when everything hooked up the other day, and I actually got a live feed coming from GCN yesterday morning, I have prepared no guests for this week. Next week, we'll get back on the regular program. I'm just really happy to be live. I'm just sitting over here being happy to be live. Anyway, Nashville, Tennessee, yesterday we had... It kills me how fast it was called a shooting because nobody got shot. How do you call it a shooting when nobody gets shot? Nashville, Tennessee, the Antioch movie theater. Apparently, this cat decided he wanted to commit suicide by cop. He took an airsoft pistol and a hatchet and some pepper spray. The only people that were treated there was 8 people in the theater. Even if this had been a true spree shooter, his spree would have been over really quick. I think this guy's whole goal was to create a fake incident and to get killed by the cops. He was wearing a backpack on his chest and carrying another. The police detonated the pack he was wearing and said later it contained a hoax device configured to look like an explosive. And the other was determined to contain nothing dangerous. 51 years old. He went to go see Mad Max Fury Road. Now, they say that an officer in this, I know the story's been revised a few times since I put this here, but they're saying that an officer came into the theater and was fired upon by the suspect. With what? He had an airsoft pistol. Was it a plastic BB? The officer shot back, then backed off. After that, a SWAT team came in, and there was another exchange of gunfire as the man tried to flee through a back door. The suspect was then found dead. But he had an airsoft gun. this is why you never listen to these alerts coming out as they're coming out and give them any credence, because it's going to change 20 or 30 times. Originally, they said the guy was 51 years old. Then they said he was 29 years old. Now they're back to 51 years old. So, guy went out there to commit suicide by cop. He has succeeded. And here's the thing. This is the thing to take away from this. His method. His method of doing it. Now, this, what was his name? Hauser? Russell Hauser in Lafayette, Louisiana. He almost certainly was inspired by James Holmes. He was almost certainly inspired by James Holmes. The reason he was able to draw inspiration from James Holmes and Aurora was that the media covered it ad nauseum, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until it ran its course, until nobody was interested in it. And this is why the American public thinks that these kinds of shooting are on the rise. James Allen Fox, however, does not believe this, and he's the guy that does the actual quintessential type studies on this kind of thing. This guy in Lafayette was inspired by the media. He was inspired by the media. He was inspired by Holmes. He saw that movie theaters, if you go to the right movie theater, a lot of them are gun-free zones, which is what the one in Lafayette, Louisiana was. And he went there, and during a screening of the film Trainwreck, he shot and killed two people, wounded nine others before fatally shooting himself. And at the same time, he brought Amy Schumer into the fold, who I'm still trying to figure. It doesn't take much nowadays to be a star, does it? And I wonder sometimes if these stars, you know, today's stars. Like, I wonder who's going to be the next generation of action stars. Because they seem to be getting mighty thin and old. I don't know who's next. Tom Hardy's a little too small. Jake Gyllenhaal's a little too chameleon-like. I don't know who then. But that's all beside the point. Here is the thing. The media had a hand in this one. The media had a hand in this suicide by a cop. They had a hand in the Lafayette, Louisiana shooting. Because of the coverage. Because they made James Holmes famous. A lot of friends that I know that write in the gun blogs will not mention the names of these shooters because they say they further their fame. While I understand exactly that sentiment, the reason I will say their names out loud is because we need to look at each one of these cases and find those common denominators. And if there's anything we can do to change something, we need to be making a change. Because these incidents should not be sitting stagnant. They should not be on the rise. We should have seen enough of these by now and understand the trends and the way they work to get out there and say, let's do something about it. Then we have, now we have these last two cats. I don't know the shooter's name in Antioch, Tennessee. I saw it and I dismissed it. But John Russell Hauser was an old guy. That is not the way the demographic normally works. It's normally a young guy, normally a young Caucasian. Aaron Alexis was somewhat of an anomaly himself. But, and the guy the other day, the black man who tried to shoot with two guns in his hands and got stopped by a concealed carry holder. He was an older guy. So is this an indication of rising anger? I dare say those guys are probably, they're out of my generation. And in my generation, we weren't medicated to our eyeballs for being little boys. So they don't have that excuse. And when I've talked to Dr. Linda Lagerman, she's always told me that these psychotropic drugs always seem to have a really bad effect on somebody when they start them on them young. We've never talked about the old thing. It may be time to go back and get the good doctor and bring her back in. This was suicide by cop, though. This is what this was. It was never intended to be a shooting. I think he might have winged somebody with his hatchet. Three people traded for exposure to pepper spray. I will say this. It's a damn good thing I wasn't in the audience because he would never have lasted for the cops to get there. I have to commend the cops in this particular instance. The Antioch, Tennessee Police Department, they got out there. They responded quick. If this had been a real shooting, they would have responded as fast as humanly possible. But once again, they still would have been late to that. They still would have been late to that because it's always better if there's somebody there armed that can be the first responder. Maybe somebody will learn that one day. I don't know. When we get back, John Stossel, he lives in New York. He's a Fox News correspondent. He gets out there and he's tried to get a concealed carry permit in New York, and he's going to talk about the hypocrisy of what goes on in New York when we get back. But we will be back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Their selections on the primary calibers that most people carry, 9mm, 45, 5.56, you know, 7.62 by 51 by 39, all that stuff. Their selection and their depth of selection is staggering. And somewhere in that selection, whether you're training, where you need a cheap price on bulk ammo, or you're looking to, you know, like, I carry 9mm, but I carry so many different kinds of 9mm pistols. So I'm constantly, when I find a self-defense round, well, I want it for every one of them. It's not portable. So I have to buy plenty of it, and, you know, they fit the bill. They fill that need quite readily with crazy prices. And for those of you looking for magazines for your semi-auto handguns, this is a place, this is an untapped resource. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. John Stossel, New York resident, he wrote a little screed out there. August 5th, which was yesterday. He wrote this yesterday. Now, some of the stuff I'm going to tell you, you've heard before. You've heard ad nauseum from me. You've heard it from other people. Because I have no doubt that if you're listening to me, you're listening to lots of things. But there's a point to this, okay? I was on the Polite Society podcast as a guest the other day, and they asked me a question, and I think this is a perfect illustration of the issues affecting regular people in the Northeast, especially, and other gun control bastions throughout the United States, where it's become cultural. It's part of their cultural identity now. Now, John Stossel went through the enormous amount of hoops that you have to do just to try to get a permit to own a gun in New York City. And they told him, even when he started the process, you will probably get turned down, because John Stossel, despite the fact that he is somewhat of a celebrity and in the media and everything else, he's in the wrong side of it, you know, libertarian as he is. Now, they won't even let him, when he's doing a story on TV, they won't even let him hold up a representation of a gun, a fake gun, a toy gun, a plastic gun. They won't let him do that. But the New York politicians are very eager to vilify gun ownership, and they allowed the States United to Prevent Gun Violence to set up the fake gun shop that a few people talked about a while back earlier this year. And there was an actor there that was the gun salesman, and he was selling guns the way he would sell guns. And I don't know that he actually allowed anybody to take a gun out of the shop. But, they use this as a way of filming anti-gun messages. And he would say things like, that's a 9mm semi-automatic. It's a very handy gun. It's easy to use. You can carry it in a purse like that gal from Walmart. Her 2-year-old son reaches into her pocketbook, pulls it out, shoots her dead. Gone. No mom. They took that footage and turned it into an anti-gun public service announcement stating over 60% of Americans think owning a gun will make them safer. In fact, owning a gun increases the risk of homicide, suicide, and unintentional death. Pretty powerful message, right? until you apply logic to it. If you apply logic to it, here's what you come up with. If you have between 120 and 134 million gun owners in the United States, and owning a gun makes it more likely that there's a risk of homicide, suicide, or unintentional death, wouldn't our death rate by gun be way above the number one cause in the United States for unnatural death, which is heart disease? Death rate by gun, hovering actual murder, not justifiable homicide or any of that other stuff, murder with a gun by criminals, hovering around 8,000. Out of all of the categories that are out there, out of the 2.5 million pre-natural deaths that occur in the United States yearly, guns come in last. Coming in first is heart disease, which is way over 600,000. Wouldn't you think that just the numbers alone would dictate that that is the case? I'm just applying logic. So, John Stossel reached out to John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, who told him that gun control advocates lie all the time. Now, remember, John Stossel is a libertarian, but he operates in New York City. Bear all of this in mind as we go through this. Lott, he says, acknowledges the tragedy. Sometimes a gun in the home is used in a homicide or suicide, leads to accidental death. But it also makes it easier for people to defend themselves, women and the elderly in particular. He points out that every place in the world that's tried to ban guns has seen big increases in murder rates. You'd think at least one time, someplace, when they banned guns, murder rates would go down, but that hasn't been the case. Stossel decided to push back. What about people harming themselves, he says. Realize that Stossel doesn't know any better as he's asking these questions. He really genuinely doesn't know. Lott replied, there's lots of different ways to commit suicide. He finds that people commit suicide in other ways if they don't have guns. What about accidents? There's about 500 accidental deaths from shootings per year. But then again, 400 Americans are killed by overdosing on acetaminophen each year, usually by suicide. And nearly as many Americans drown in in-ground swimming pools. Once again, it would be nice if it was zero, but considering how many gun owners are out there, it's a very, very, very low number. It's barely a statistical blip. Now, Stossel points out that often these guns are used to prevent crime. The homeowner pulls out the gun and the attacker flees. No one knows how often this happens because these prevented crimes don't make news. But an estimate from the Violence Policy Center suggests crimes may be prevented by gun tens of thousands of times per year. Add politics to the mix, and the anti-gun statistics get even more misleading. Gang members in the late teens or early adulthood killing each other get called children. Now, here's the problem with all of this. John Stossel is a guy in the media, and he's not anti-gun, and he doesn't know anything about what he's talking about. The question I was asked on the Polite Society podcast is why people like Chris Christie and George Pataki and all these other people keep getting reelected in these areas. I don't think the people there understand what freedom is, not what real freedom is. Violent crime across the board has plummeted in the last 20 years. It sort of coincides with the beginning of concealed carry as it spread, as it became more widespread. And anybody that wants to get out there, you know, when Obama took office, there was 4.6 million known concealed carry permits. That has tripled in his time to 12.8. So, logic is in the way. But the problem here is not so much you and me as it is the way the media portrays us, even the ones on our side, even the ones who ostensibly are in our camp. When we get back, Senator John Cornyn is going to try to clean up the background check process. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, they have this basic philosophy. If you see it on the website, that means it is available. That may seem a little simple to you, but if you're looking at the other purveyors out there, some of them don't play that way. They'll have everything they've got available, even if it's not in stock, showing. You go there and say, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I want bolt 10 millimeter. And then you click order and they say, we'll let you know when it's back in stock. No instant gratification. When you go to Ammunition Depot, if you're looking for something, you're going to get instant gratification. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yesterday, the Senate's number two Republican leader, John Cornyn, out of Texas, I believe it is, introduced legislation that would reward states for sending more information about residents with serious mental problems to the NICS system. Now, before you start going, hey, let's look at the bill. The bill from John Cornyn would also bolster programs for treating mentally ill people and handling confrontations with them. This is a result of the Louisiana movie theater shooting, where the shooter there had mental problems, like Ruth in Charleston, who should not have been able to buy a gun. Lots of people here recently have been able to slip through the cracks and buy a gun. We now find out that the Garland, Texas shooter fell through the cracks and bought a gun. But that was all courtesy of Fast and Furious, of course. So these other guys, they just fell through the cracks. Now, Cornyn's legislation is a far more limited bill than a Senate measure expanding background check requirements that Republicans and the NRA helped defeat 2 years ago. Now, the NRA has looked at this bill and put something out, and I have to commend them for them doing this, because this means they're actually getting involved in something for a change. That's refreshing. It's also narrower than a bill a top Senate Democrat, Schumer, announced this past week. Still, it represents a rare effort by a leading Republican that would, you know, proposing modest steps that could curb some firearms purchases. All right. Here's the thing about this. With a mentally ill person, we can put as many checks and balances in their way as we can, and I think they're still going to succeed. If you're going to go, but here's the thing about this, and this is what I've got to find out from this bill, and I'll be checking with somebody here shortly about it. I didn't have time to do it today. I need to know, as everybody should need to know, if you are identified as one of these people that has these issues, what is the path back to getting your rights reinstated? What is the path back to becoming less than a ward of the state? Because when you have your rights taken away, you have essentially become a ward of the state. Is there a way to become not a ward of the state? That's my question. Right now, with the Veterans Administration, where they have ridiculous standards in place where they take away a veteran's gun rights, you can just be financially irresponsible and have your rights taken away. And I know, you know, there's plenty of people that are financially irresponsible. That's not a reason to take away the rights. And the veterans, you want to know the easy way for them to get out of the NICS system, which is ridiculous. They can do it by giving up their veterans benefits, their VA benefits. Now, mind you, this doesn't mean that if they actually have a mental issue that it's been solved. It means they just stop taking the veterans' benefits, and they let the fiduciary fall by the wayside, and they go about their life alone without a benefit that they were guaranteed when they entered into a profession. This is, I think this is an attempt, if you will, by somebody to do something out there. The issue here, do we need a more involved psychiatric process for people with true issues? They don't need to be, I mean, you can go to a general practitioner right now and go, "Doc, I'm depressed." And he'll give you a drug that only really a psychiatrist can make a diagnosis about. But you can get it that way. You've got teachers referring children that way. This part of the whole process needs to be cleared up. Some of these shooters that we've had in the past could have actually been reached out to in a more intensive way psychiatrically, and they probably would not have done the very heinous act they did, and they wouldn't be dead today. I think to some degree we need to take a serious look at some of these things, unless we're simply going to be prepared to deal with this every time this happens. Because not dealing with it before it happens means it's going to happen continually. It means it's going to happen continually. Cornyn said that while past bills have been designed to drive a political wedge on the issue, his was aimed at helping people with mental health issues to hopefully preempt them from committing an act of violence. That should be the goal with everything. With the gangbangers, this should be the goal. We should be doing everything in our power to preempt them from turning to a life of crime. That is the true answer to all of these maladies out there that they say is caused by the gun. To preempt it. This is something that's going to need to be done on some level, some way. Maybe not this bill. I don't know how. I don't know where. Now, the thing I like about the bill is because none of the gun grabbers like it. Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, or, as I say, insignificant ones, said it does nothing to prevent dangerous people from purchasing guns online or at gun shows. Well, actually, it does, because you don't buy a gun online. That's a whole piece of disinformation there. If you buy a gun online, it comes from an FFL. It arrives at an FFL. And guess what you have to do before you can pick it up and take it away? You have to pass a background check. And if you don't, your money's refunded to you. So this is what they're coming out with. So this bill must do something actually meaningful, because they've looked at it, and this is the best they can come up with. That shores it up, in my view, when the gun grabbers get out there and they just have to go full stupid on it. Among those barred from buying guns are people legally determined to be mentally defective and those who have been committed to mental institutions. Right now, that list is 90-some-odd percent military. The mentally defective list, the official mentally defective list. And that's because of the VA. So, what I'd like to see Cornyn do, or anybody in Washington do, first of all, they need to clean that up. If a guy gets his VA benefit and he wants to go out and spend it on lotto tickets and Slim Jims and Pabst Blue Ribbon, let him. And if somebody gets out there and says, well, his quality of life is not this and it's not that, we need to, fine. Who died and made you God to make the determination of what somebody's quality of life should be if they're out there voluntarily doing stupid things to themselves? That's the biggest problem we have in this country today. We don't recognize that most of these people that are volunteering to do stupid things to themselves, they're not victims. Bill would give state and local governments more flexibility to use federal funds to screen for mental problems in prisoners and improve training for law enforcement officers and others on handling emergencies involving the mentally ill. I don't think that should change them going guns up, however. Now, let's make that distinction very clear. Cops on a dangerous guy, he needs to be guns up and ready to go. Now, coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to tell you why the NRA endorsed Senator Cornyn's bill, because this is meaningful in another way. Because the NRA is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and I'm ready to see it beat its chest. I'm ready to see them beat their chest and bring a little heat to the game. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. It's an enclosure that holds 50 million rounds plus at all times. Ammo is coming in. Ammo is going out. It's like the continuum of life. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You can't have it coming in and going out like that, by the way, unless it's priced right. That's how they maintain that process. Now, one thing I very rarely mention, one process I go through every time I buy a gun, and I don't talk about it enough, I guess, but, you know, Frog Lube is the present, I mean, this is the Frog Lube studio that I do this in. And every time a gun comes in, every time when the Robar Polymar got here, I got out there and I cleaned it with the solvent, and then I lubed it up with the lube from Frog Lube. Did that with every handgun I've got. I've done it with every rifle I've got. I'm going to do it with the M14 EBR. Although the M14 EBR, I've been encouraged not to take it apart, which is a good thing. The reason all of my guns have that on there is because it's simply going to work. And I'm going to try to do a contest with this. I need to find somebody out there who doesn't believe in it. And I'm going to get you some of this stuff, and then you've got to go out and you've got to do a video of you taking this weapon that you don't believe in the Frog Lube that is going to help, and you've got to put it through everything you can possibly manage. And then me and you need to talk. We'll figure out how to put that together. Later! Check them out at froglube.com. In lots of places where you probably are close to. All of your big box stores, I think, is carrying it now. Now, hours after Cornyn introduced this bill on the Senate floor, the NRA issued an official statement explaining why they're throwing their weight behind the bill. They are endorsing it not because of a recent string of high-profile mass shootings, but because of a push by the Obama administration that would ban Social Security beneficiaries from owning guns if they're determined to lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs. That's the problem. It's the same problem with the veterans. There's no set criteria that we can look at and say, this is why you're mentally incompetent. Somebody's just making this determination. It's something they're going to do from the hip, because it's not about whether you're mentally deficient or not. It's about whether you own a gun or not. That's the thing. How many Social Security recipients are out there committing mass shootings or shootings of any kind, unless it's self-defense? So the NRA, Chris Cox, he said the NRA is fighting to stop the Obama administration from denying millions of veterans and Social Security recipients their Second Amendment rights for no other reason than they want to assistance in managing their financial affairs. Don't we owe our elderly? I mean, I'm headed that way at a breakneck pace. Don't we owe our elderly people all the assistance they deserve that they've earned over their time because, you know, they put their time in. They put their time in making the country part of what it should be. This is an attempt by the Republicans, I think, or by Cornyn in particular. There's way too many of them running for president right now, but Cornyn isn't, so he's out there actually doing some work. They are trying to clean up the NICS, which it needs. If we're going to keep it, it needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be fixed. It's broken. We don't need expanded background checks, but this one does need to be fixed, apparently, because there's too many people getting guns and going out on a spree shooting endeavor. Dylan Roof should not have been able to get a gun. And the entire system broke down with that punk. The entire system broke down. He bought the gun. Now, see, with the NICS, which is the FBI, which has a sub-service which operates NICS, if they come to a point where they determine that the new buyer of the gun should not be allowed to own this gun because of a criminal history or mental deficiency or whatever, they notify the ATF. The ATF then goes and retrieves the gun. The person, they don't confiscate it. They take it back and they take him to the gun shop and they get his money back. It is a process they have actually executed from time to time. In the case of Dylan Roof, his shooting occurred 60-some-odd days after he bought the gun. They had plenty of time to go and get it if they had figured out that he was a wild card. And yet it did not happen. So either they saw it and were malfeasant about following up on their duty, or they didn't even look. Or they looked and didn't catch it. And any one of those, that's unacceptable. That's totally unacceptable. If the background check is supposed to be there to weed out the people we don't want to have guns, then we want it to weed out the people we don't want to have guns. And then when it fails to do it, I don't want you coming to me saying the background check failed the way it is, so we've got to do more. We've got to add more to it. You've got to have more hoops to jump through, because I'm not breaking any laws here. My rights are going to stay intact, no matter what angle you come at me from. Now, this guy in Lafayette, despite documented mental health issues, he passed a background check to obtain a firearm. It's not entirely clear how he slipped through the cracks, but lawmakers have called for an investigation to further understand the incident. If it turns out that they missed it or that they did nothing about it, I think some heads should roll. That's the other problem. People can get out there and make some of the worst mistakes known to man, and nobody's head ever rolls. They don't even apologize for it. So, you know, the Obama administration, do they want to restrict people from having guns? Absolutely they do. And they're going to do everything they can, and somebody needs to get out there and put some language in place where their hands are sort of tied on it and it's actually detailed as how they might be able to do it. Going to the phones, John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Bill.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm just trying to cope, you know.
Yeah, well, I haven't talked to you, but I'm glad you're still here.
Ah, well, I had some mechanical issues earlier this month, but I have resolved them.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a little bit of experience with the NCIC and TXIC systems from my past work in law enforcement. In fact, I became a certified operator for those systems.
I tell you what, we have 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Can you tell it in 2 minutes and 20 seconds, or you want me to put you on hold and you tell it when we flip into the next hour?
Why don't we flip?
Let me put you on hold real quick because I don't want to cut you off. You hang on. But we'll get to that when we get back. We will get to that when we get back. In the meantime, the thing to bear in mind as we look at this stuff, this needs to really be pulled apart and deconstructed, and it needs to be looked at hard. And then if it works, that's fine, because what the federal government is doing right now is they're getting out there and bribing state governments with money that they took from the states to begin with. They get out there and say, we'll give you federal dollars if you'll do this or you'll do that. And every time the federal government dictates how it's done, they're the ones setting the bar. So if they set the bar at a certain level and they want to bring it down to the next level and keep lowering that bar, the states are going to have no choice to comply. So something needs to be put in there with language, specific language, if it's going to be out there at all. Or let's just do away with the background check system, which I'm completely down with because it doesn't work. Even on its best day, the background check system stops nothing. It stops a criminal from going to a gun shop and buying a gun. But as we know, I mean, the only guns we're able to track in actuality are the ones that are owned by law-abiding people, law enforcement, the military, because of background checks. And even that is not a good measure, because a background check is not always indicative of a gun purchase. And we don't know how many guns exist in the black market. No idea. Don't know what kind they are. Nothing at all. So, those will always be out there. They are in their own slipstream, moving to and fro, being passed around. So, this is the conundrum they find themselves in. And it's okay to want to fix it. Really, truly, the quick fix to me would be to scrap it and then figure out what to do when we're sitting there with nothing there. Starting over fresh. Sometimes when you have no good foundation in the building, you've got to raise it. R-A-Z-E. We'll be right back, going back to the phones when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company. Founded by professional weapon operators, Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.